Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei and two cosmonauts return to Earth from the International Space Station aboard a Russian Soyuz capsule that touched down in Kazakhstan on Wednesday morning. After being in space for a record 355 days, Mark said his time in space changed the way he sees Earth. The Pentagon said Tuesday that Russia's claim that it will reduce its military campaign in two Ukrainian cities is really Moscow repositioning troops and nothing more than a smokescreen. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby.
Again, we've seen that Russia has attempted now for going on a month to sell this war of theirs to its domestic audience as a, quote, liberation of the Donbas. However, the intensified rhetoric over the last year and in the lead-up to Russia's invasion demonstrated that the Kremlin's real intent was to overthrow.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republican Senator Susan Collins from Maine said that she plans to vote to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. She is the first Republican to announce her intent to back President Biden's nominee. The China Competition Bill is moving forward in an attempt to strengthen American businesses.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio is speaking out a day after the Senate passed the China Competition Bill to start talks with the House of Representatives. The Republicans saying the bill to take on China economically will reduce America's reliance on the communist nation.
And relying on a hostile adversary for these things and more will leave us vulnerable, will leave us weak.
The bill includes $52 billion in grants and tax incentives to bolster domestic chip manufacturing, as well as provisions to bring key industries back to the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
White House Communications Director Kate Benningfield gives the official response to Will Smith slapping Chris Rock on the Oscars Sunday.
I don't have any official comment from the White House on the altercation. I know the president was not able to watch the Oscars.
Roskomnadzor, Russia's official internet regulatory agency, announced that it will fine Google for allegedly circulating false content about the country's special military operation in Ukraine. Quote, the American platform frankly promotes the dissemination of false content containing unreliably socially significant information about the course of a special military operation in Ukraine that discredits the armed forces of the Russian Federation. End quote. As American media was claiming Russia had infiltrated the White House, those claims were proven to be misinformation started by the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Republican Senator Rand Paul says if Russian misinformation did hit our shores, it was the push for the green industry to make Russian fossil fuels more valuable on the world market.
Maybe we should get a special prosecutor. Maybe we need to spend about $100 million investigating Putin's contributions to green, you know, to the green alarmist in our country. I don't have any information. I don't know if it's true, but can you imagine? There's probably more truth to that than any of the BS they put forward about trying to connect the Russians, you know, to the Trump campaign. In fact, the only thing we really know for certain is that the Russians were feeding disinformation to the Clinton campaign.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Never gotta look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Professor Peter Pitts joins us now, author of the book, The Next Normal. Peter is president and co-founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. Peter, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks so much.
Well, lots to catch up on. COVID continues to be a rather dynamic pandemic, not going away. The cynicism in myself and others knew that this was going to come back when we hadn't heard from, you know, Dr. Fauci for a while, and suddenly he is back as we get closer to the midterm elections. And so you wonder, okay, what is happening here? And meanwhile, it was announced that the FDA has authorized second boosters for adults 50 and over, right?
Yep. And I guess, you know, we have to call it like it is. I don't believe that COVID-19 is a pandemic anymore. It's now an endemic, which means that we're in control. We're mitigating it. It's going to be with us for a long time, and we know how to deal with it. We're not locking down our economy again like China is. If you're vaccinated and you get COVID-19, the symptoms are going to be mild. They're going to pass quickly. The death rates are way down. Our hospitals are not crowded. We're winning, and I think we need to give ourselves a big pat on the back and take off our masks.
Well, Peter, that's refreshing to hear, but let me say, you're one of the few voices that we're hearing that from. You know, Dr. Fauci, the administration continues to beat the COVID drumbeat and to keep people kind of hunkered down in some kind of self-imposed lockdown.
Well, I think that you were suffering from, you know, mask PTSD. You know, I live in New York City where we're well within the green zone limit that's defined by the FDA. Our state, you know, my city, the CDC all say we can take our masks off. And yet people in my building don't want to, and they give me weird looks when I walk around without a mask. You can't only follow the science when you agree with what it says. When you don't follow the science, people lose faith in the authorities who are issuing these edicts, and that's a problem.
And unfortunately, it has angered people. Just like you said, you get people looking at you differently. We still have people on airlines, you know, passengers that are upset because people are, you know, lowering their masks to eat a snack that has been given to them by the airline. I mean, all this stuff. I mean, it's almost like we're going to need some national therapy in order to get on the other side of this. Is this even possible, Peter?
Well, you know, I think the therapy is follow the science. It's not a complicated proposition. You know, listen to the experts, and you know the government's got to do it too. You can't just follow the experts when it's convenient. Let's face it, you know, airports and airplanes have the best air filtration systems anywhere, and we're still wearing masks on planes. But it's okay to take your masks off to eat peanuts, like Governor DeSantis was talking about. It just it defies logic, and when it defies logic, people turn off and stop listening.
Peter, I guess what you're saying, and maybe this is fair, is that we followed the science to this point. You know, to get to this point, and we need to follow the science to get us out. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. You know, people say science is back, and they raise their hands and they clap, but it can't just be back when you agree with what it says. And I think it also it's important to repeat that, you know, we still have a a heavy lift here in getting about 30% of our population that's not vaccinated at all to roll up their sleeves. That's very important to get that done. So, you know, everything else is important, but it's commentary on the main issue here, which is getting more people fully vaccinated.
Peter, why haven't we had a proper analysis of people who are naturally immune? Because part of the reason that the infection has become endemic is the fact that we do have a lot of people that have been exposed to COVID, and their natural immunity is holding up. There's, I think, a recent report that said, you know, initially Dr. Fauci said, well, natural immunity is only good for maybe 2 to 4 months, and then now he's proven to be wrong because now the new evidence says it could be almost up to 24 months.
We're still collecting data, so, you know, the data is still out. But, you know, the fact is that natural immunity is important. It definitely creates antibodies in your system, just like the vaccine does. More antibodies are better than fewer. And to deny that natural immunity is important is ridiculous. And I think when you say things like that, again, people lose faith in everything else you have to say. You have to tell the truth and follow the science. And unfortunately, you know, the 30% or so of the American population that is not yet vaccinated doesn't like Tony Fauci. They don't believe Tony Fauci. They don't trust Tony Fauci. And whether or not that's legitimate or not, that's the fact. And having him continue to speak on behalf of the administration is counterproductive.
Well, and I think that, again, perception is reality, and people feel like they've been worked here. And, you know, it's not that we expect Tony Fauci to be a god and perfect. Maybe he expects that of himself because he's paid so handsomely. But that aside, I mean, be honest with the people. It's okay to say, look, we don't know everything. We're going with the best information we have right now. Here's our recommendation, just like any doctor, like your own personal doctor may say, hey, Peter, you know, it looks like you got cancer, but this is what we know right now at this moment, and this is the best treatment option that we would present to you to decide upon. But that approach just seems to be negated, and it's been more, totalitarian in its presentation, and unfair, because then, you know, knowing science as you do, it's very dynamic, and what we may know today, tomorrow, all of a sudden we go, how did we miss this? You know, and we got new information, and but yet we came across so knowingly and so matter-of-factly that we don't give ourselves the room to be able to say, hey, look, it's new information. You know, there's an update. I mean, that happens all the time, and it should have happened this way in dealing with COVID. But unfortunately, Peter, and you and I have discussed this, that COVID has become a political issue. And once it entered into the political mainstream, this was dangerous for everybody.
That's exactly right. And when you back yourself into a corner, you know, you get hit more regularly, and it hurts. You know, science changes. Welcome to science. If people say, well, you said this, and now you're saying that, you have to be able to say, well, you know, new facts have presented themselves. We've changed what we think, and here's the current best knowledge. Then people are listening. You know, when you draw a line in the sand and say, I'm right, you're wrong, shut up, people stop listening, and everything goes in the wrong direction.
And chemistry, in terms of people skills, goes a long way. Is that if I trust you, you're my doctor, I trust you, I hear what you're saying, we have a track record, and it follows, some facts, and yes, there's room for, and allowances for information we didn't know, but you were straight up and honest about it, that builds credibility. Unfortunately, as you say, And I agree with you that you've got Dr. Fauci has hurt himself and hurt his credibility, and people don't want to hear from him anymore.
Yeah, we've also got to, you know, own up to when we make mistakes and, you know, earn people's trust. Because, you know, if you earn trust, people are willing to listen. When you point your finger and say, shut up and listen, people turn off.
And especially with something like a pandemic, as dangerous as this is, I mean, I use Donald Trump as an example, and sometimes every time you bring up Donald Trump, people's spine seems to wince. But, you know, the truth of the matter is he was right. He said, be careful. Don't let the cure be worse than the disease. And I think we've crossed over the line several times during this process, have we not?
Yeah, at the end of the day, you have to interrogate the data, and people that are putting data forward need to be able to defend it. And saying I'm smarter than you is never a good answer.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking with the former FDA expert, president, co-founder of the Center for Medicine and the Public Interest, author of the book, The Next Normal. We'll talk a little bit about that in the next break. Also, I want to, again, kind of go back and talk about what's happening in Shanghai here. I mean, it's quite interesting and quite revealing, too. And Peter has some insight on that as well. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us in 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're able to have a frank conversation about COVID. And, you know, and I got to tell you, it is frustrating for me, you know, for you as a listener and for the industry, the talk show industry, radio, the media outlets, that they've been hampered as a rule. They've been hampered. I mean, you have no idea how many stations, networks, interests would not allow Peter Pitts and I to have a direct conversation and to be able to speak so freely. And we're grateful for the resources that we partner with, the varying networks that we partner with, to bring you the show in an independent sort of manner without censorship. Because this is how we get on the other side of this, by being able to exercise our right of free speech to be able to say, you know, one doctor to another, one patient to another, hey, this is my experience, we get to compare notes, and we're all the wiser still. But when you're dumbed down and you're censored and you're told not to talk about something or you're going to get kicked off the air, this is not to the benefit of you or for our country or for the world, for that matter, at large. Professor Pitts is the former FDA expert, president and co-founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest and author of The Next Normal. And Peter has been here with us from day one regarding COVID. He has been the expert to talk about it. So now here we are down the road some 2.5 years later, Peter. And you said follow the science. The science brought us in. The science will take us out. Explain to our audience, relevant to that statement, where we are right now with COVID with the best that we know.
Well, I guess the place to start with that is to say that we're leaving the pandemic phase and we're entering an endemic phase. And an endemic is kind of like the annual flu. Every year it comes around. Every year we have a new vaccine that helps to mitigate it, and we move forward. We don't lock down our economy. We don't keep our kids home from school. We don't wear masks everywhere. We simply address it, and we deal with it in a smart way. And if people do get the flu, they get through it in a couple of days, and then move forward with their lives. I think that's where we're going to be with COVID-19. Death rates are way down. Hospitalization rates are way down. If you get infected, the symptoms are mild, and they pass quickly. That's victory in my book. Imagine if, you know, COVID represented 25,000 deaths. You know, we'd be thinking about this in a whole different frame of mind. That's where we are now. You know, we're in control, and we need to recognize we need to move forward and adapt new strategies, the foundation of which, of course, is getting vaccinated.
Peter, what about some of the results we're seeing relevant to people who have been vaccinated, complications that are coming up, that are concerning? What do you say about that?
Well, firstly, you know, nothing we do from a medical standpoint is risk-free. Aspirin is not risk-free. But the benefits far outweigh the risk relative to vaccinations. People say, well, what about... Fact is that you're more likely to get myocarditis from COVID-19 than you are from the vaccine. So it's important to kind of understand these facts and make sure you understand them in the proper perspective.
And I think that's been maybe some of the disservice that has taken place, because like you said, when you have doctors or you have officials just saying, hey, look, shut up, get the shot, you don't have informed consent. You're not able to evaluate what the risks are. And so when the risks are realized, then it's that much more shocking and disturbing, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, what's even more disturbing is, both President Biden and President Trump made this mistake. President Biden, obviously, more recently, where he said, get vaccinated, you're home free, you'll never get COVID. Not true, never true. And when someone says that and it proves to be untrue, which it is, and proves to be untrue very quickly, people think, well, everything else you're saying must be wrong, too. I'm going to stop paying attention. And that's dangerous. That's why you have to be honest and upfront with people.
Exactly. Well, Peter, we touched on this in the first segment, but briefly, and I wanted you to break this down a little bit more, and that has to do with the news out of Shanghai. What's going on that they're locking down in an effort to test some 26 million, Chinese citizens?
Well, the Omicron variant is in China. It's prevalent in Shanghai, and the problem is that the Chinese have a policy called zero COVID policy, where their goal is to have zero people getting infected with COVID, which is a failed policy. It doesn't work. You know, the virus is too wily and it's too infectious. You know, the goal here is to make sure that at-risk populations are protected. And part of the problem in China is that the Chinese vaccine, the Sinopharm vaccine, is not as effective as those vaccines we're using in the West. That's the problem. They need to own up to the fact that the vaccine they've approved, without sharing the data with anybody, is not working.
Do you think we'll ever get down to the bottom, speaking of the communist Chinese, and understand where exactly this virus originated? I mean, general consensus is it was out of the Wuhan laboratory, but, you know, Dr. Fauci has been running interference others in protecting the communist Chinese and not letting us get down, you know, to understand, you know, how this came about.
Well, let's face it, knowledge is power. And I think one of the lessons learned from COVID-19 in advance of the next pandemic, which will come eventually, is it's a global situation. And unless we're open and honest with each other about data early on in the proposition, we're going to be find ourselves in the same place we are right now. I think part of the problem with Dr. Fauci is he's not saying, here's where the disease came from. We don't know, but we've got to find out, and here's how we're going to find out. And that type of honesty has been lacking.
Exactly. Well, here it is. You've got Nancy Pelosi as the leader of the House. She could order an investigation, but then you say, okay, why isn't she? And then you find out that her and her family are being paid by the communist Chinese. Not to do it, but in a sense, in a kind of an inference sort of way. You know, they're being rewarded by the communist Chinese to do their bidding. And, of course, she wants to protect that income stream for her son and her husband.
Well, I think, you know, right now the issue is people say, forget that China, where it came from thing. It doesn't matter. It does matter. And it doesn't matter in order to place blame. It matters so that we cannot make the same mistake twice. And it's very important.
Your book, The Next Normal, why did you write this?
Well, I called it The Next Normal rather than The New Normal. People are saying, well, now that COVID is over, we can go back to the way things were before. No. The status quo is a harsh mistress. People have comfort wanting to go backwards the way it was before, but we've got to move forward. I think that if we recognize the lessons learned from COVID-19 and apply some of those lessons to other areas of healthcare, we can accomplish amazing things. And that's why I wrote this book, to point out what some of these opportunities are.
Like you and I talked before, like the simple things like washing your hands and social distancing. I mean, just some common courtesy kind of things. And if you're sick, don't go to work, don't go to church and infect everybody else, right?
I know, really. I mean, for years I've been talking about washing your hands during flu season, and radio hosts always say to me, really, wash your hands? Is that really important? I'm like, yeah, it's incredibly important. So maybe some of these basic messages will finally get some resonance.
Yeah, when I was working at one radio station, we had 80 employees, Peter. And when, you know, the flu would come in, I went around handing out, you know, bacterial wipes to wipe down phones, you know, just monitoring all this, because all it took was one person. Next thing you know, you got almost a third of your staff out, you know. So it's like, look, if you're sick, stay home. Don't come to work, you know. You're not going to, you know, it's not like you're going to get some special award because you came to work, you know, on your deathbed. I mean, it's just ridiculous, this kind of culture that and mindset that we used to embrace before. But I think COVID has been a blessing in that regard, is that it's making us more conscious. Now we need to continue to live in that consciousness and keep our game up, because, as you said, you know, another pandemic is probably just around the corner for all we know, right?
Well, you know, forewarned is forearmed.
Exactly. So as we wrap things up, about 40 seconds, your final bit of counsel here, Peter.
Well, I think the best counsel I can give your listeners is buy my book. You know, it's available on Amazon.com, and it speaks to what we can do moving forward as a society to be smarter, be healthier, and get things done as a collective rather than widening the divide between everybody.
Yeah, and this book, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a Republican or Democratic thing. This is about an us thing. It's just us as good, healthy citizens wanting the best for our fellow man. He's the former FDA Associate Commissioner and co-founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest, Professor Peter Pitts. Thank you, Peter. Take care. A recent study indicated that less than 10% of the U.S. labor force is actually happy and fulfilled in their line of work. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. So what does it take to be happy and fulfilled? Well, first, you must enjoy what you're doing, especially when you're working 8 to 10 hours a day, right? Second, you got to have a fair chance to win. Third, we have all been blessed with God-given gifts and talents. These must be exercised and developed. Studies have shown when these three key elements are working for you, it leads to fulfillment, something that about only 10% of the U.S. labor force actually enjoys today. But what's the final piece of finding fulfillment? It's something that comes only from God. And it happens when you leverage your temporal success to serve God and others. There you will discover freedom. That's right, freedom. No one can take that away from you. For more information, check out my show, BillMartinezShow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei and two cosmonauts return to Earth from the International Space Station aboard a Russian Soyuz capsule that touched down in Kazakhstan on Wednesday morning. After being in space for a record 355 days, Mark said his time in space changed the way he sees Earth. The Pentagon said Tuesday that Russia's claim that it will reduce its military campaign in two Ukrainian cities is really Moscow repositioning troops and nothing more than a smokescreen. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby.
Again, we've seen that Russia has attempted now for going on a month to sell this war of theirs to its domestic audience as a, quote, liberation of the Donbas. However, the intensified rhetoric over the last year and in the lead-up to Russia's invasion demonstrated that the Kremlin's real intent was to overthrow.
USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, and Kevin Kiley joins us now, the California State Assembly member. We're taking up a collection, you know, to cover his gas expenses. I mean, he's in California, for goodness sakes. Kevin, what's the per gallon gas price now in California? $6-$7? What's it up to now?
Hey, Bill. Yeah, good to be with you. We're right near $6. I think it's now something like $1.40 above the national average. 70 cents higher than Nevada, which is the next closest state.
Well, and of course, the supermajority, for some reason, cannot feel the pain of the citizens of California, and they rejected your gas tax suspension bill. God forbid that that would ever happen, right?
Well, not only that, they've rejected it three times now. And the final time, they not only voted against suspending the gas tax, but instead, they turned the bill into a massive tax increase. I mean, you really cannot make this stuff up. But this is the state government the Californians have right now.
Well, and you and I have discussed this over the years, and congratulations, by the way, that you're running for Congress. And I say congratulations for, you know, the citizens of California and the district that you hope to represent in Congress. You know, I knew it was a matter of time. There was only so much you could do. You led a charge for the recall of Gavin Newsom, which didn't happen. You know, and recently we just had a conversation with an expert that qualified the you know, the governors, rated each of the governors. And Newsom wasn't absolutely last, but he was second from last in rankings, which referred to, you know, economic prosperity and opportunity and other, you know, critical issues as they had determined in their criteria.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised that he's only second to last. I mean, who is this person who somehow has outdone him? Because California has ranked last when it comes to, you know, many of the key measurements of performance and quality of life. And, you know, gas prices are just the latest example of that, that we're making it harder on our citizens than any other state. And, you know, we have this very simple lever that we as lawmakers could pull to suspend the state gas tax, save every Californian 51 cents or those who use gas 51 cents immediately. And yet we have a legislature and governor that are so cartoonishly out of touch that they not only refuse to do that, and, you know, dumbfounding their constituents, but indeed are proposing just the opposite, are proposing to raise taxes at a time when the cost of living is high as it's ever been.
Yeah, we'll teach you to bring up a gas suspension tax, you know. And this is right. The idiocy of the Democratic Party, whether we're talking, you know, at a state level, certainly at a federal level. I mean, a fifth grader can figure out that America is being leveraged because it's suspended its position as being energy independent. And a fifth grader would say, hey, can we, like, open up the spigot? But no, we have a president and a party that refuses to do the obvious.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, it is completely obvious that the problems we're seeing nationwide stem largely from the lack of energy independence that has been created by very poor and misguided policy choices with the Biden administration substantially cutting back on domestic production, shutting down the Keystone Pipeline. But it's much worse in California. You know, we have been piling on regulations that make it harder and harder to produce, that substantially increase the cost of energy. Gavin Newsom, in fact, last year issued an unlawful executive order banning fracking in the state. And so, you know, this is not just an issue of quality of life and cost of living. It's also an issue of national security. And I think that is, you know, one of the things that that we're going to be advocating, that I'm going to be advocating, is not just providing, you know, the sort of immediate relief that people need from high gas prices, but to become more energy independent so we are not at the mercy of these sort of events in the future.
Kevin, when you have a rogue governor like Gavin Newsom, yes, you try to recall, but people hear that here he breaks the law. What other recourse is there?
Well, we've tried many things, as you mentioned at the top. You know, myself and another assembly member, James Gallagher, took him to court. We sued Gavin Newsom in June of 2020. We won a trial against him for abusing his emergency powers. He found a few appellate justices who overturned that. But at least we sent something of a message that the rule of law still has some meaning, even in Gavin Newsom's one-man rule. We, of course, had the recall, which was actually right on the verge of succeeding before he spent $70 million to try to defeat it. But that got a lot of new people involved in the process. We've had local governments that are fighting back. We have local school districts that are simply saying, we're not going to do the mask mandate anymore. They did that when Newsom still had his school mask mandate in place. So you do see, you know, in various quarters, all kinds of ways in which citizens have, you know, risen to the occasion and found ways to defend freedom, to defend the right of their communities to govern themselves, to try to keep this state livable. But, you know, the overall trajectory has been one of just complete decline and failure, never more so than under Gavin Newsom, never more so during what I believe has been his worst in the nation management of the COVID-19 situation.
Exactly. Well, Kevin, as you say, locally, the response has been incredible. Look what happened in the Bay Area in San Francisco. You got local officials, local people, I should say, ousting the school board there en masse because they said, forget this stuff. I mean, you know, this critical race theory and all these other things that you want to use to indoctrinate our children have nothing to do with reading, writing, and arithmetic. And so we're finding this happening more and more across the country. So there's a lot more power at the local level than we the people realize, and they're kind of surprised when they actually follow the Constitution, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, it is breathtaking what happened in San Francisco. You have, you know, the most liberal city in America that is saying enough is enough with these radical progressive policies that have caused the city to fall apart. You know, it's one of the most beautiful cities in the world. So as you mentioned, they recalled three of their sitting school board members, not by a little bit, by an overwhelming majority, 75%. Voted to recall those school board members. There's a recall of the district attorney here that looks like it's going to pass. A recent poll showed that 68% of San Franciscans favor recalling their radical district attorney who was funded by George Soros. And so I think that is as good a bellwether as anything. If you have the people of San Francisco who are rejecting these radical policies, you know, just think about what the rest of America is going to do this November.
Well, yeah, and that's my next question for you is what do you project in light of the failed policies of the Democratic Party of and all the states, particularly in California, you have Democrats heretofore that were ideologically fixed to the party are realizing, hey, they're on a losing horse here. So what do you anticipate is going to happen in this one-party controlled state of California?
Well, I think we're going to see major change. I think that California has reached a breaking point in many ways. I mean, you see that in the California exodus. Over the last couple years, our state finally reached the point where after 150 years of being the state that everyone wanted to come to, we had a net population loss. We had more people leaving the state than came here. U-Haul literally ran out of trucks. That's not a joke. That's not some satire piece. They literally ran out of trucks. Because of all the people leaving the state. You know, when you look at public opinion polls across every issue, housing, homelessness, crime, people are extremely dissatisfied with the state of affairs in California, and they're seeing it does not have to be this way. Other states are not experiencing these problems, at least not to the same degree. There are national issues now that are affecting every state. But I do think that Californians are ready for change. And I also think, by the way, this is why I'm one of the reasons I'm running for Congress is that I see a lot of the mistakes California has made are now being repeated. The Biden administration has believed Gavin Newsom when he said that California is a model for the nation.
Yeah. No, no doubt that they look to California as the standard bearer of the Democratic Party. I mean, look what they've done to the state. Like you said, I mean, they've changed with open borders and, you know, all that they have instituted there in this once golden state. They've changed the demography of the state, haven't they?
Well, I mean, and that's exactly right. There's a lot of people who have left. And, it's accelerated rapidly over the last couple of years. I have to feel every day who either just left or are on their way out. But I will say there are a lot of people as well who have said, we're going to stay and fight. And that's what gives me hope. And I see everywhere that I go in California, there's actually more energy, more hope that things will change than I've ever seen. People are really fired up and excited for the opportunity we have in front of us.
Well, Kevin, I got to tell you, my four sons and my grandchildren still live in California, so I need you to protect them, okay? We've got more from Kevin Kiley after this. Stay with us.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, care, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, when you're around Kevin Kiley any bit, you kind of have this sense of hope that he holds to. I mean, after all, California State Assembly member Kevin Kiley is a Republican with degrees from Harvard and Yale. He leaves a promising law career to run for a state legislature so heavily dominated by Democrats as to render Republican votes almost meaningless. You know, you talk about a salmon swimming upstream. This is what Kevin has done from day one. But he has this hope and vision, like many of us, and even, you know, for those of us who no longer reside in California. I was born and raised in California. My four sons are still there, along with my grandchildren. And, you know, so California is very important to me because of my history and because of the fact that my kids are still there, right? And as Kevin says, I got into politics with the hope that I could be a voice that could sort of try to lead the state in a direction that is more center-right, because in his assessment, this is the general and majority heartbeat of Californians. It is not as fixed as some people would think. You know, with ballot harvesting and all the other shenanigans that the politicians have been able to effect in order to create this one-party state of California, you know, heaven knows the whole truth and nothing but, Kevin, and how they have been able to manufacture and orchestrate this one-party state.
Well, yes, and, you know, that's the thing, is that things have become so one-sided that there's a total absence of any balance or accountability. They think they can just do whatever they want without any consequence. And when you try to sort of cast a light on what they're doing, they don't like that very much, which is why, you know, they've tried to pull this stunt the other day with the gas tax bill, for example, is that they think that, you know, that they're sort of able to do what they want, and that there shouldn't be anything that gets in their way, and that no one else should be able to offer any alternative to the agenda that is just sort of dictated by those who hold the levers of power in Sacramento. So when they get pushback, they do not respond well. But the fact is that the antics they're resorting to shows that I think we've really struck a nerve, and they're feeling the pressure.
It's not very intellectual, is it? I mean, what they're doing. I mean, and this is why our founding fathers, you know, were so endeared with the freedom of speech. We need to hear both sides. Both sides need to participate. It's always better when you have bipartisan agreement and participation. And this is unfortunate. Okay, so you've got the power, you've got control, and your state is a mess. So, you know, how much can you cheer about? Oh, you get to go to the Sacramento cocktail parties with all your buddies and be all that and a bag of chips. But meanwhile, what you're doing for the citizens of California is disgusting. It's a disservice just so that you can maintain power. And this disease has not only spread from California, but it's spread to other states across the country. It has invaded Washington, D.C. And this is an opportunity coming up with the midterms and going into 2024. For the people, as you say, to revolt and let their vote be known and let it be counted fairly and securely. I mean, there are things that California has been able to get away with for a long time, starting with ballot harvesting and all that. But, you know, that's a whole nother issue. But again, people are kind of going into this, Kevin, as I see, as, you know, I often tell the kids, experience defines preference. What we saw happen in 2020 was so egregious. And people will ask me, they'll go, Bill, don't you believe it was a legitimate election? Don't you believe that Joe Biden was legitimately elected? And I say, you know what? I don't know. And I don't know. And I should know. As a citizen of this country, I should have confidence in the voting process that there would not be a doubt. And a doubt that's been growing to where, according to the latest Rasmussen poll, something like 67% of Americans now agree that there was voter fraud that took place in the 2020 election.
Well, it's another example of things that we've seen happen in California, you know, metastasizing and becoming national problems. We've seen the supermajority here and the governor tilt the scales in their favor in more and more ways every year. They pass new elections laws every year that work to their advantage. They've done now permanent mail-in ballots. They even changed the rules for the recall in the middle of Newsom's recall to his advantage, and he signed the bill himself. A bill to change the rules for his own recall election to help him win. They, for ballot propositions, they completely misdescribe what the initiative will do to completely mislead voters. It's literally the definition of fraud when you do that. So, we have seen this in any number of ways. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi and the House tried to basically take this and do a national takeover of state election law and implement a lot of these things at the national level in H.R. 1. And so I don't think it should be too much to ask that we have a basic fairness in our elections. That isn't even to mention all of what happens on social media with the censorship and all of the ways in which that is now sort of embedded with the government as well.
Yeah, when you compare what our government does compared to other nations in respect to the vote, I think, 48 other countries, I think the number is somewhere around there, they have a voter ID card, a simple thing like that, that 70-80% of America says that we should have. I mean, again, all under the premise and the security of a free and fair vote. But, and again, this is all being led by Democrats. And I hate to, you know, put it this way because it just sounds so partisan. But you got to put the blame where it belongs. And it's the Democrats that are doing this that have become the party of voter fraud, as DeRoy Murdoch would say. And that grieves me to think that you have a national party of this consequence being involved with cheating and things that are not fair.
Well, and I think that, you know, it goes to a more fundamental issue, which is that, you know, we need to have a return to kind of the vision of politics that our founders put in place, where, you know, we have representatives who are there to truly serve the people. That's not what we have now. We have an entrenched political class that uses every tool at its disposal to become further entrenched, to keep itself in power, and and that, you know, often serves a narrow group of special interests or lobbyists without any regard to the public interest. And so I think that, you know, having now seen that reach peak levels over the course of the last couple years, as we've sort of moved in the direction of one-man rule in states like California, as freedom and liberty and self-determination have been compromised in unprecedented ways, I think that there is a sort of capacity, there's a potential to move the pendulum in the other direction, to move back towards a more representative form of government. And I think that if we get that, then all of these other problems will take care of themselves.
Well, you were given a little bit of hope here recently. You got bipartisan approval on the employer vaccine mandate, AB 1993, a victory here for you.
That's right. So this was one of the most radical bills ever proposed in California, if not in the country. It's a bill that was a universal employer vaccine mandate. It would have required every Californian employer to force each and every one of their employees and independent contractors to provide proof of vaccination in order to work, a truly just stunningly radical proposition, invasion into every workplace in California. Fortunately, the opposition to this was so strong. So many people stepped up, organized, called their representative, made their voice heard, that yesterday the author announced that she was not moving the bill forward. So it's a big victory, although there are a number of other truly radical bills along these lines that we still need to defeat.
Well, Kevin, a lot happening in the Golden State, and the two issues, of course, border, still very important for voters in California, and as we mentioned earlier, education. And this has been front and center, especially with Ron DeSantis in Florida signing the parental rights bill. I mean, a simple academic consideration of, you know, the parents are in charge of the education of their children, especially when it comes to sex, and that this is, you know, just for kindergartners, you know, kindergartners to third grade. I'm saying, why not through elementary school altogether? I mean, the topic of sex, in my humble opinion, is something that should be taught at home, not by ideologue teachers.
Well, that's right. And, you know, California, again, is sort of the worst example of this. We have had this absolutely just unbelievably radical sex ed curriculum that has been forced on districts by the state legislature and the State Board of Education that has been, you know, parents have just been appalled by what's being introduced to their kids in the classroom, outside the setting of a family at a very young age. And in a similar vein, California just this last year passed, the legislature passed and Newsom signed into law, a bill that will mandate CRT as a graduation requirement, something that is, you know, very different than what's happening elsewhere in the country where they're actually banning it from classrooms. In California, they're going to be requiring it in classrooms. So that, I think, you know, shows that we have some real battles on our hands when it comes to things like curriculum. But the fundamental issue is one of local control, you know, putting power in the hands of school boards so that they have the ability to actually respond to what parents are asking, to the values of their community, rather than having sort of centralized programming that comes down from the state that dictates what's taught in every classroom in the state.
Well, 40 seconds left here, Kevin Kiley. Are the kids better off today than they were 10 years ago?
Absolutely not. We've spent, you know, I don't even know how much now, tens of billions of dollars more, probably upwards of $70 billion more now than we did 10 years ago in California, and yet our academic outcomes have not improved. Right before COVID-19, we ranked second to last in the entire country when it came to academic performance in low-income communities. California had the worst school shutdown of any state in the country, and so we've seen, indeed, that the results have gotten much worse.
Well, he's California State Assembly member Kevin Kiley, and he's running for Congress. Kevin, the website that they should go to support your campaign.
Yes, electkevinkiley.com. That's my name, Kevin Kiley, K-I-L.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence
intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results should not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
The final